Hi, I'm Patty Kim. Today, we're headed to East Africa, famous for sites like the Serengeti Plains. But there's a whole lot more to this place than just safaris and savanna. It's also home to mountain jungles, fiery volcanoes, and the Great Rift Valley, a place where scientists have discovered some of the oldest evidence of human life anywhere on the planet.
East Africa, a gateway to a whole other world. Among the most popular places to visit are Kenya and Tanzania. But more and more travelers are also heading to Uganda and Rwanda. And if you're open to exploring, check out Ethiopia. The high season takes place during the dry months, from June through August, and then from December to February. That's usually the best time to go on safari to spot wildlife. And you probably won't be disappointed. Not only can you look out for lions, leopards, rhinos, elephants, and African buffalo, but you could witness an event unlike anything anywhere else on the planet, the Serengeti Migrations. The earth shakes as over a million wildebeest, zebras, and gazelle cross the Serengeti following the rains. From their winter feeding grounds in Serengeti National Park in Tanzania, the herds migrate to their summer feeding grounds in Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya, and then make the return trip back again. With the herds come the hunters. But no matter what obstacles or dangers the herds may face, the migration continues. Over 90,000 visitors come each year to watch the age-old spectacle. So for a front-row seat to the greatest show on earth, be sure to book well in advance. For wildlife watching that's a little bit more up close and personal, head west to see the rare mountain gorilla. There are only about 700 of these creatures left on the planet. You'll find about half of them in Uganda, in Buwindi National Park. About 120 live in Rwanda, in Parc National des Volcans. The critically endangered mountain gorilla is a highlight of one of the world's richest ecosystems. Permits to see these fantastic creatures range from $250 to $500, and some of the money goes toward protecting this fragile habitat. Strict rules are in place controlling how close tourists can get and how much time they can spend with the gorillas. But even just a few moments of being within eyeshot of a mountain gorilla will be a thrill to last a lifetime. If you're interested in more trekking, how about climbing 19,000 feet? Tanzania hosts the continent's tallest mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro. From the nearby city of Arusha, you can hire guides and porters and set out for Kilimanjaro's snowy summit. To allow trekkers to adjust to the altitude, the climb takes about a week, but requires no special training or equipment, and the views all along the way are breathtaking. For something a little out of this world, head for the Soda Lakes of Western Kenya. At Lake Bogoria, Nakuru, and Magadi, the salt water bubbles with steam and sulfur. Algae thrive in this harsh Eden, attracting millions of hungry flamingos. Freshwater springs and lakes attract other wildlife, both familiar and bizarre. With a ringside seat by the lakeshore, you're practically guaranteed a one-of-a-kind wildlife experience. Want to stray from the beaten path? Head to Ethiopia. Its rugged mountains have guarded Africa's oldest independent nation for thousands of years. Near its northern border, the city of Aksum holds ruined palaces and towering obelisks from the Aksumite Empire. Pilgrims journey to Aksum's Chapel of St. Mary of Zion, where they believe the Ark of the Covenant is kept. Religion has shaped Ethiopia, literally. In nearby Lalibela, 11 churches were hand-carved out of mountain rock. The mountains hold other treasures, too. hiking in the Simien Mountains, you can spot animals found nowhere else. Ethiopian wolves that have evolved to be solo hunters, and troops of Gelada baboons that graze like herds of cattle. After all that hiking and trekking, a little chilling out might be in order, and there's plenty of room to spread out and relax on East Africa's shores. Coastal towns such as Lamu, Malindi, Mombasa, and Zanzibar are home to pristine beaches, flourishing coral reefs, and a view into traditional ways of life that go back for centuries. You'll find that English is widely spoken in many major tourist areas. Wear clothes that are light, long, and loose. They'll help protect you from the sun and fit in with local customs. Traveling on safari to remote locations is slow, so make sure to budget extra time for getting around the countryside. It'll be well worth it.